At the first yard site of Rav Shach, Zochrenu Livracha, they had a special Hatzaras Hesped in Lakewood. And one of the speakers was Rabbi Yosef Heisler, a very close Talmud of Rav Shach. He flew in special from Eretz Yisroel to say Divrei Hesped. And he related the following story about Rav Shach. He said that Rav Shach never went away for vacation. You know, all different people go away on Dacha, even Gedolei Yisroel went away on Dacha for vacation. He never went on vacation. And not even Ben Azmanim, not in the summer, he never left his house. He wouldn't go away from Bnei Brak, he wouldn't go on vacation. It happened that one time during the summer Ben Azmanim, Rav Shach underwent a major surgery and was recovering in his house. And Rav Heisler said he came in to visit Rav Shach in the morning. And Rav Shach was sitting and he looked so schwach. Rav Heisler, I remember, he showed while he was speaking the way Rav Shach's head was tilted over to the side. Mamash had no kayach. And he said Rav Shach was always sitting in front of a Gemara. He had no Gemara open, no Sefer open. So he went over to Rav Shach and he said, maybe I could get the Rosh Yeshiva a Sefer? So he said, nei, nechom nekan kayach. I don't have any strength to learn. You shouldn't bother getting me a Sefer. So he said, you know, Chvil bet mechila from the Rosh Yeshiva. He said, I don't want to be a mechutzif, but I want to ask the Rosh Yeshiva. He said that if the whole reason why you don't go on vacation, because you want to be able to learn, if you're saying anyways now you have no strength to learn, so maybe now's a good time the Rosh Yeshiva should go on vacation. So Rav Shach answered him. Listen to what he said. He said, the reason why I don't go on vacation is not because I should be able to learn. The reason is, he said, because 10 minutes before you walked into my house, he said, there was a Sfaradish girl that came to me. And said, she has a mamash, a peckle tsaris. And Rav Shach said, Zi meint azir helfen. She thinks I could help her. I can't help her. But the fact that she poured out her heart, and I listened to her, and then I vinched her on a bracha, that gave her a tremendous chizuk. And she feels much better. So he said, that's why I'm not going on vacation. That people should know, as Rav Shach is in Shtub, Rav Shach is in his house, and anyone, any tzibrach and a neshama that's out there, that needs to pour out their heart, that I'm home so I could listen to them. Now, l'kovid, lag ba'imer, the yoritzad of Rav Shem Bar Yechai, I want to tell you over a fascinating zoyar in last week's parish and parashas Emor. And with this, we can understand even better this story of Rav Shach. The Zohar says an unbelievable thing. Everybody knows that b'derech she'adam moided bo, moideden boy. The way a person acts to other people, that's how Hashem acts back to him from Shemayim. Mida k'neged mida. That's why we say kol ha'merachim ala b'riyos, merachim ala b'mina Shemayim. Whoever has rachmanis on people, on b'riyos, Hashem is rachmanis on b'mina Shemayim. Everything's always mida k'neged mida. That's how Hashem deals with a person. But the Zohar says an unbelievable thing. The Zohar says the same way, give me an example, we know that a person has to daven three tefillahs every day. A person can't say, listen, three tefillahs a day, so, you know, for the next 3 days, I'll daven one day I'll daven zero tefillahs, the next day I'll daven two, and the third day, I'll daven seven. Come then, I daven nine tefillahs in 3 days. We know it doesn't work like that. Chazal, with their Nevi'us and Ruach HaKodesh, said that a person needs for the day three tefillahs. Zok the Zohar, a person needs to do a chesed every single day. If a person wants to bring rachmonis on himself, min hashamayim, it's not enough to skip a 1 day of chesed and do two chasadim the next day. A person needs to do a chesed every day to bring a shefa of rachamim on him. And the Zohar goes even further. This is already touching on Hoichel, a little bit Kabbalah and Yonim. The Zohar explains that there's a day down here on this world, the same way there's a Yom Lamaila in Shemayim. And he says that if a person does a chesed on that day, the same way he davens three tefillahs in that day, he says Kriya Shema on that day, he does a chesed. The Zohar is talking specifically on chesed. He does a chesed on this day, he says now he has a malach created on this day. And much later, it's always going to be around the malach on that day to stand as an apotropos for him, as a sanegar, as a protector for him. He says, and Mashen Ken, if a person doesn't meet his achzorius on a day, he doesn't act with rachmanis on a day, then chas v'shalom, rachmanis l'tzlan, he creates a malach, that's a malach of achzorius, chas v'shalom, against himself from that day. And he says, it's memunah dafka on that, it's going to be even later. When the day is over, it's always going to be that day he has a malach of chesed from that Tuesday, from that Sunday, from that Thursday, when he did a chesed. He's always going to have that malach toiv being melitz on him, being a sanega for him. With this, we can understand that a person will say, listen, Rav Shach would say, listen, I did chesed the day before. I did chesed a week ago. Now I could go on vacation. No. A person needs to be keseder, doing a chesed every single day. The Chofetz Chaim and Avos Chesed writes so much about this. He says, I'm being myrich on this, the Chofetz Chaim writes, because I know people make this terrible mistake and they say, listen, I did a chesed last week. You know, I did chesed enough for a while. It's not enough. A person needs to be keseder doing chesed. The same way, a person doesn't want Hashem to say, listen, I gave the person health and parnasa last week and yesterday. I gave him Shalom Bayis last week. He got Shalom Bayis yesterday. He wants Shalom Bayis and health today. He wants Shalom Bayis and health tomorrow. He needs to do chesed today and chesed tomorrow. Every single day, he needs to do a chesed in order to bring the Chasdei Shamayim on himself. So, we should be zoicha, to be dovek in this zoyah, the words of this zoyah kodesh of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Then we should be zoicha to be able to do a chesed every single day. To do chasadim, to help out other yidden, and in that schos, the schos of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, should be megan aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, and we should always have the midas harachamim of Hashem on us, b'soich shor klal Yisrael.